A man won $340 million in the lottery. He went to the website, mashed up all the numbers. He was excited about it. And they're like, oh, sorry, that was wrong. The website was wrong. We had the wrong numbers.
Oh,
so somebody typed it on the website wrong, but so it was posted there. But the original lottery, was it a different number?
My understanding was a different number, and so now he's suing.
I think that they should do like the grocery stores do, and that when I go to buy something for $4.99 because it's on sale and it rings up for $7.99, grocery store honors it.
Honor the price.
They have to honor the price.
They at least should do something.
Something.
Because the mental distraught would be awful.
I'd be so sick.
I would have already told off everybody that I knew.
I know.
Every single person.
There you go. Yep. This is my point about Katie. That's her first thing. It's a tell off everybody.
No, the first thing that I would have done, Jason, is pay off all of my family's debt. Like, you know, buy houses and stuff so that then, as a family, we can just go and do whatever we want. Yeah. That would be the first thing I would do.
And you just said the
second thing I would do is tell everybody off.
I'm in on your thing.
Yes.
We've agreed to give each other money if we win the lottery.
We did
not
too.
Not Squid.
Yeah, and Jason.
Not
Squid. Squid's the only one's out. Matt's in on it, right?
Matt's in.
I'm in.
Squid's the only one's out. So Jason, Katie, or Matt win the lottery, we will share a portion of it with each other.
Something significant. I mean,
If it's $340 million, I give you at least probably $5 to $10 million each.
It would be nothing to us, but not you, Squid.
Mm-hmm. You're out.
No.
See, I mean, unless you want to change.
And when one of y'all win, when y'all backstab everyone, and y'all don't give money away, just say
no. We wouldn't backstab.
That's what you say until you win.
We've entered a covenant.
Right, a blood oath.
Yes.
And someone's going to break that oath. If it ever happens, someone will break that oath.
Technically, an oral contract stands, and right now this is recorded, so we could go back into the archives and get this.
Yep. And good thing we have our official attorney, Lisa Lanier, joining us.
Yeah, she can hear it, too.
She can verify it. But here's the man speaking about the lottery debacle.
Hey, this ticket is no good. Just throw it in the trash can. And I gave him a stern look. I said, in the trash can. Oh, yeah, just throw it away. You're not going to get paid.
Oh, my gosh.
There's a trash can right there.
There is precedent for this. A similar case happened in Iowa where a mistake was admitted to by a contractor, and they paid the winnings out.
So we'll see if he can win something.
Okay, tell me, explain this. So the person when he went to go claim it, they said, just throw it away. Just throw it away?
Yeah, like, oh, it's no good. What's the point of keeping it?
That is fishy.
Unless it's a gas station worker and they didn't care.
But I would have took a picture of the website.
I hope he did.
The website was wrong.
And they admitted to it.
Yeah, I think the lottery should at least have a budgeted backup money just in case of mistakes, because you have to do something. Because that is just, I mean, that is the mental anguish for me if that happened would be devastating.
Yeah.
I don't even know if I could function.
No, because your whole time you're just thinking, what if, what if, what if, what if. We do have our official attorney, Lisa Lanier, on. Good morning, Lisa.
Hi, Lisa.
Hey, good morning. Yeah, you know, so what happened was they've admitted that this was a third party vendor that does the IT and the announcement, and they were testing their equipment, and what they were trying to do was make sure that when daylight savings time happens, the time change happens, that it will work properly. And so they just made up randomly these numbers that happened to exactly match the numbers this poor guy picked. And they stayed up for 3 days, and they've admitted that they were up there for 3 days. Legitimately, you know, thought he had won. The problem is, you know, these lottery commissions, I mean, you know, basically short answer, they always win. I mean, you know, because they have so much language in their agreement that you're agreeing to when you participate that covers stuff like this, like mistakes. You think about, like, and they were talking about, like, precedents. There's no precedents in that Iowa case. It's a totally different situation. The Iowa case, something similar happened, but they paid everybody out. And what they chose not to do, and it was very small, it was between $4 and $200. When they had the Iowa malfunction. And that lottery commission just made a decision not to go after those people to try to get that money back. But here the error was much bigger, you know, much more money, and it was caught before any payout happened. And so different scenario.
So do you think that he has no case?
There's no legal precedence for there. But I'll tell you that, like, you know, the commission rules, I'm sure, cover this. And I'm sure they say that if there's a mistake in the announcement of the, you know, numbers, that the true numbers will control. And so what this guy is hoping to do is he's hoping to make, and he's got some long shot arguments, probably equitable, you know, there's the law and there's the legal theories of the law, and then there's the equitable theories of law, and that, where it's basically like, you know, he was somehow harmed because he thought he, you know, for 3 days he thought he'd won. So he'll, you know, he may, because he's pressing this and because it does make everybody go, oh my gosh, you know, it's terrible. They may end up settling with him for some much smaller amount of money and probably making that third party vendor pay it. I mean, that's probably what the commission will end up doing. They may not. I mean, they may stick to their guns. There's been a bunch of cases where casinos will have an equipment malfunction, yes, and somebody will inadvertently think they've won, you know, $3 billion at the slots. Those cases always go in favor of the casino.
But so do you think that if they do, say this guy claims like some kind of mental harm or something that he's suing for because of the numbers, and they do pay it out, part of me feels as though now they're setting a precedent. So why would they honor that if they're setting the precedent? Because then if it happens again, they can refer to the previous case that they did pay out on.
Yeah, if they do anything, it'll be a confidential settlement. And I don't think they'll pay. They certainly won't pay him the full amount of the winnings because, you know, $340 million, no way. And because I'm sure, you know, it's got to be in their language that if there's a mistake, that it's too bad you go with what the actual winning number was. It's just like those machines in Vegas. You know, I mean, it's the machine malfunctions. That's, you know, the casino's not going to eat that.
Can't the casino just say, yeah, malfunction? A machine in Vegas.
They have to prove, and these are situations, I think, where there's, like, the machine does something that's not even possible or something. You know, like,
I got you.
And it's proven in these cases that it was a malfunction.
They can't just say it with no proof.
Right. Oh, yeah, yeah. No, it's clearly, everybody knows it malfunctioned.
I got you. Yeah, so you think he has a long shot chance of maybe them settling?
Yeah, yeah. I don't think he has any chance of actually getting the full winnings.
Do anything for $1 million. And that's still
better. Yeah, now, it'll be interesting to see, and we may never know because it'll probably be confidential, you know, because they, like you said, they don't want the world thinking that they're going to actually pay out a bunch of money if they make a mistake.
Well, she's great, as always. Official attorney of Jared and Katie in the Morning, Lisa Lanier. If you're ever injured on the job, contact her right away at hireaheavyweight.com.